So the title was going to be in Yonim from the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. I'll take a point from the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva and discuss it. If time allows us, perhaps we'll discuss something else which is relevant to Inyan of Yema. First point that the Rambam speaks about is the mitzvah Tshuva, the mitzvah Zivug. In Parshas Nitzavim, in Leksus Parsha, the Pasuk says, V'shavta av Hashem aleikecha. And the Rambam in Parshas Nitzavim says that these words, V'shavta av Hashem aleikecha, these words are the actual mitzvah Tshuva in the Torah. This is where the Ribbono Shel Olam commands us to do Tshuva. If we have a look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, Kishe Yaseh Tshuva, the Yoshuv Mechetoi, when a person does Tshuva, then Chayev Lehisvadus. Then a person is obligated to say, Vidu is profession. The Rambam doesn't say, Chayev Laseh Tshuva. That the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam says, when a person does tshuva, then chayiv leitzvadas. So although the Rambam says that mitzvah tshuva is a chiyu v'shavta v'shem alikecha, the Rambam doesn't actually spell out specifically that it's an obligation to do tshuva. So we have a look at the Sefer HaMitzvot of Rambam, where he reckons out all the tariag mitzvahs. There again, one won't find a mitzvah tshuva mentioned at all. One will find the mitzvah Ayin Gimel. There the Rambam says, L'hisvadois gifnei Hashem b'chol chit sheyase ha'odom sh'nema v'hisvadois ha'chotem ha'shechotem. The Rambam reckons out there is a mitzvah zidui, a mitzvah confession. But the mitzvah tshuva we won't find mentioned anywhere in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah. And in fact, if one looks at the Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Tshuva Halacha Hey, the Rambam explains that the pasuk v'shavta v'shem alikecha is a haftacha. The Ribbono Shel Olam is promising us that there will come the time when we will return. The Rambam actually translates words v'shavta v'shem alikecha not as a mitzvah tshuva, but as a promise from the Ribbono Shel Olam that the time will come when we will all return to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So seemingly we have a machlokes. The Rambam's of the opinion that one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is tshuva. There's actually a direct commandment to do tshuva. According to the Rambam, there's no direct commandment to do tshuva, of course. If we don't want to be punished for our aveiros, if we don't want our aveiros to be taken into cheshbon, the correct way to deal with it is tshuva. But there's no mitzvah such to do tshuva. But if you do tshuva, then you have an obligation, and that is vidui, to confess. So it would appear from the Rambam. Right at the beginning, before the Rambam starts Hilchos Tshuva, and the truth is, before the Rambam starts any set of halachas, the Rambam, in praisey form, gives the list of the mitzvahs which are going to be dealt with in the halachas that he's writing. In Hilchos Tshuva, he writes as follows. He says, in Hilchos Tshuva, says the Rambam, there's one mitzvah tasei which I'm going to elaborate on. What is that? Vehi sheyoshuv hachoita mechetzoi b'tnei Hashem v'yitzah. So when he speaks about the mitzvah tasei that he's going to discuss, this is vehu sheyoshuv hachoita mechetzoi b'tnei Hashem v'yitzah. He seems to incorporate tshuva within the mitzvah tasei that he's going to discuss. This seems to contradict what we've seen so far from the Rambam. What we've seen so far from the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, or the Rambam when he actually starts the halachas, is there's no mitzvah to do tshuva. If you do tshuva, then there's an obligation to confess. There's no mitzvah as such. And yet, in his introduction, when he outlines the mitzvah he's going to discuss, who Yoshua halachas to make that. He seems to have a mitzvah tshuva. There does seem to exist a mitzvah tshuva. How do we reconcile this with what we've learned in the Rambam? There's another Rambam I'd like to quote, which is relevant to this. The Rambam says, in Perek Beis Milchus Tshuva, Halacha Zayin. Yom HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva LeKoyel LeYochid UleRabim LeFicho Chayovin HaKoyel LaAsoy Tshuva. Everybody is obligated to do Tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. Chayovin HaKoyel is an obligation. Now the question is, if the Rambam is of the opinion that there's no mitzvah Tshuva, where does this chiyuv come from to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim? Where in the Torah have we learned there's an obligation, there's a chiyuv to do tshuva? So one could perhaps suggest, as far as that question is concerned, the following. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in that Kazayin Amud Beit, a well-known Gemara, Amar Prus Bedoi, Amar Rav Yechanan. Rav Kuspidoi said the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Shloisha Nitzvorim Nistokim Rosh Hashanah. There are three Tzvorim, three books which are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Tadikim, Gemurim, Nechtovim, Venechtovim, La'al Tzelachai. Tadikim immediately get written and signed in the Sefer HaChaim. Rishoyim, Gemurim, Rachmon, Litzlon, Nechtovim, Venechtovim, La'al Tzelamit. They immediately on Rosh Hashanah are signed and sealed for death. Beinanim Tuluyim Voimzim. Beinanim are left hanging from Rosh Hashanah and Tuluyim HaKippurim. Zohu, the Rambam explains, they do tshuva, then Nechtovim L'chaim, then they're written for life. Loi Zohu, if they don't do tshuva, Nechtovim L'misa, they're written Nachmon L'Islam for death. Ask for Ritva. Why are Beinanim, if they don't do tshuva, written L'misa? Written for death. We know that one of the mitzvahs of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed, Matzeh Klapei Chesed. If somebody's on a level, the Ribbono Shel Olam will always be mezakeh him l'chayim. If somebody's on a level, if he's equal, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will always push him over letzad zchus. So if he's a Beinoni, even if he doesn't do tshuva, if he's a Beinoni, l'chura Rav Chesed, Matzeh Klapei Chesed, should give him, should balance, the Ribbono Shel Olam should balance him over the tzad, Nachai. Says the Ritva as follows. Says the Ritva in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, a Beinoni who doesn't do tshuva isn't a Beinoni anymore. The Pasuk says, Rabbeinu Yoina, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that in the words of Lifnei Hashem Titoru lies a special mitzvah. A mitzvah to do tshuva on Yoim HaKippurim. So if a person is a Beinoni and he doesn't do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim, he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah of the Bnei Hashem Tzitzoru, he's a Beinoni no more. He's now the Klal Rishoyim. He's not anymore on a level, on an even keel. The fact that he hasn't done tshuva on Yom HaKippurim has given him Reiv Averis. He now has more Averis than mitzvah. And therefore, Lo Yizochu, if he doesn't do tshuva, Rachmon Lislam, Nechtovin Lemit. So it could be that when the Rambam says there's an obligation to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim, perhaps the Rambam is making reference to the Pasuk Lifnei Hashem Titoru, a special mitzvah, not a general mitzvah tshuva, a mitzvah which is personalized, a mitzvah which is relevant only to Yom HaKippurim, a mitzvah to do tshuva. This is the way we could answer the second question that we asked. The only problem is, if the Rambam is of the same opinion as Rabbeinu Yoina, that there's a special mitzvah on Yom HaKippurim to do tshuva that is learned from the Lifnei Hashem Titoru, in his minyan mitzvah, he should have another mitzvah. Mitzvah last for his tshuva of Yom HaKippurim, he should say Lifnei Hashem Titoru. He should reckon in his minyan of 630 mitzvahs the mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. And if you look through the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, or in his Akdoma when he lists the mitzvahs which are mentioned in Hilchos Tshuva, he doesn't list anywhere a mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. So this Rambam still needs explanation. The Rambam seems to tell us at the beginning of our law there's no mitzvah tshuva, and yet when we get to Yom HaKippurim, he told us there's a chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. Where does this come? Sefer HaKinuch in mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet also just brings down a mitzvah to the Nowhere in Sefer HaChinuch is a mitzvah tshuva mentioned. The Sefer HaChinuch says the mitzvah bidui shenitzavinu nitzvadoi b'fnei Hashem. Sefer Menchat Chinuch mevua midvoro. What we can derive from the Chinuch is the ein hatshuva mitzvah tzavinu. That there's no mitzvah to do tshuva. The loy tchotav mitzvah tzavinu shi'asa tshuva. Because it doesn't say anywhere that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. And he carries on, and so it would appear from the Rambam as well, as we've said. He says, if that's the case, if somebody does Aveiros Rachmon Litzlon, and he doesn't do tshuva, he won't be punished at all for not doing tshuva. If there's no mitzvah tshuva, if somebody does Aveiros and he doesn't do tshuva, he'll get punished for Aveiros. But for not doing tshuva, he won't get punished, because there's no mitzvah to do tshuva. Says Menchat Chinuch, what would be in the following scenario? A person did aveiros, he does tshuva, but he doesn't do vidui. Will he then be punished for not doing vidui or not? Vidui, you've learned, is a mitzvah. So one could argue that if he's done tshuva, he's got a mitzvah vidui, and you haven't even can mitzvah vidui, he's deserving of punishment. He's been a battle, a mitzvah, asay. Said the Menchat Chinuch, I can't make sense of this. A person doesn't aveira and doesn't do tshuva, no punishment. A person does aveira, when there's a gutta, he does tshuva, but he doesn't do vidui, he's mechuyev an oinesh. It doesn't make sense to me, said the Menchat Chinuch. He says, if a person isn't going to be punished for not doing tshuva, you cannot say that person's going to be punished for doing tshuva and not doing vidui. Aye, there's a mitzvah vidui. L'chure, he deserves an oinish for being a battle mitzvah, I say. But the Menchat Chinuch would have no choice but to say that the mitzvah vidui is what we call a mitzvah kiyumis. There are various mitzvahs which are mitzvah kiyumis that we have to do. And if we don't do them, we get punished. And mitzvahs we have to do. Yes, mezuzah, atiyas ma'akeh. They're mitzvahs that we have to do, and if we don't do them, there are mitzvahs that we don't have to do. For example, mitzvah geirushin. There's no obligation on a person to be a kayah mitzvah geirushin. If a person is unfortunately in that situation, then he has to do it in the correct manner. And if he does so, he's in the kayah, the Dibar Hashem, the Divrei HaTorah. So in the Menchat Chinuch, we have to say the vidui is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, you're mekayem a mitzvah, but you don't have to. It has to be. It does not make sense to say that person doesn't get punished for not doing tshuva. If he does tshuva, he's going to get punished for not doing vidui. So vidui must be a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, you'll get a reward, you'll have a mitzvah. If you don't do it, then the Ribbono Shel Olam won't have any oinish, won't give you any oinish. Now, if we have a look at the Loshon Rambam, when the Rambam discusses mitzvahs vidui, says the Rambam as follows: Kishiyase tshuva chayev lemitzvah. The Loshon Rambam isn't mitzvah kiyumis. The Loshon Rambam is chayev lemitzvah. The Rambam seems to say that there's a chiyev to do vidui. And we have to understand, the Menchat Chinuch points out, how can it be that one doesn't have to do tshuva and one won't get punished if one doesn't do tshuva? If one doesn't do vidui, what's the name of it? I'd like to quote something that the Chinuch says at the end of his discussion on mitzvah vidui. Says the Chinuch as follows: Va'oy va'alze, if somebody transgresses mitzvah vidui, V'lo yisvada al chatov v'yem hakipurim bitl ha'seidah. Chinuch says something very interesting. From these words of Chinuch, it also would appear that vidui is a chiyuv. He says, if somebody does an aveira and he hasn't done vidui, he hasn't confessed that aveira by the end of yom hakipurim, he's been mevatel the mitzvah ha'sei of vidui. It would appear from the Chinuch that when the Ribbono Shel Olam commands us with mitzvah vidui, v'svada chatos ma'asu, there's a time limit to mitzvah vidui. When somebody does an aveira, he has to be misvada on that aveira by the end of the coming Yom Kippur.
And if he hasn't done so, then he's over a mitzvah tzatzik. That's true. The mitzvah's vidui has a time limit. And the time limit is Yom Kippurim. We can perhaps understand where the Rambam gets it from, the chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippurim. The person throughout the year does aveiros. His obligation is to do vidui on these aveiros by the end of the coming Yom Kippurim. So when Yom Kippurim comes, he has a chovas vidui. There's no way a person can do vidui without first doing tshuva. So in order to be mekayem mitzvah vidui, and he has to be mekayem mitzvah vidui, because vidui has a time limit, one has to be mitzvada by Yom Kippurim, in order to be mekayem mitzvah vidui, he has to do tshuva first. So al pi cheshbon, mitzvah vidui obligates him to do tshuva on Yom Kippurim. The only way he can avoid transgressing mitzvah vidui is by doing vidui before the end of Yom Kippurim. And you can only do vidui by first doing tshuva. Therefore, perhaps that's the makir of the Rambam to say, and Yom Kippurim is a chiyuv to do tshuva. Although the Rambam doesn't have a potus to require us to do tshuva on Yom Kippurim, but the Rambam, because of the mitzvah vidui, is in turn obligates the person to do tshuva on Yom Kippurim. And perhaps one can ask, where does the chinuch get it from? Where does the Rambam know it from? The mitzvah vidui has a time limit, and mitzvah vidui has to be done by the coming Yom Kippurim. Perhaps that can be derived from the pasuk that we quoted earlier. We quoted earlier a pasuk which is written in reference to Yom Kippurim. Yisnei Hashem Titoru. Says the Targum Yonason when he translates the word Yisnei Hashem Titoru. Kodom Hashem Toidun Surcho Nachoi. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to confess your sins. The Targum Yonason explains that the pasuk of the Hashem Titoru is in reference to mitzvah vidui. It could be in this pasuk the Torah gives us the time limit to mitzvah vidui. Mitzvah vidui has to be done by Yom Kippurim. And that in turn obligates the person to do tshuva, because without tshuva you cannot do vidui. If that's the case, you can then be miyasha of the stira for Rambam. The Rambam holds there's only a mitzvah vidui. There is no mitzvah tshuva. But vidui has a time. It's not an open-ended mitzvah. The mitzvah vidui is not if you happen to do tshuva, you've got a mitzvah vidui. You have an obligation to do vidui by the coming Yom Kippurim. Therefore, in turn, vidui obligates you to do tshuva. So when the Rambam in his introduction discusses the mitzvah that he's going to discuss in the tshuva, he writes, V'usha yoshuv ha'choyter me'keter lifnei Hashem v'yisvada. We ask, where did mitzvah vidui come from? Where did mitzvah tshuva come from? The mitzvah vidui has within it automatically the obligation to do tshuva, because one has to do vidui before Yom Kippurim, and if one has to do so, one has to therefore do tshuva first, because without tshuva one cannot be mitzvah. Kumdoit, as whether you learn like the Rambam or whether you learn like the Rambam, there is a chiyuv to do tshuva. According to the Rambam, it's direct chiyuv, a pasuk in the Torah, the shafta Hashem aleikecha. According to the Rambam, there's no direct tzivui to do tshuva, but there still remains an obligation, because there's a mitzvah vidui, and the mitzvah vidui has a time limit that's learned from Yisnei Hashem Titoru. I have to have been mitzvada by the end of Yom Kippurim, and that in turn obligates me to do tshuva. So vimigate to the Lord a mitzvah tshuva. Let me just say a few words in relevance to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we quoted earlier. We quoted the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah earlier in Dr. Zayin on the base. Tzadikim Gemurim are immediately on Rosh Hashanah Nichtav V'Nechtam L'Chaim. Rishoyim are immediately Nichtav V'Nechtam L'Misa. And Beinanim are Tluyim V'Oim. So it would appear that as far as Tzadikim are concerned, once Rosh Hashanah has gone by, everything signed and sealed, as though to make sure that it isn't relevant to them at all. But there's a pitman that we say on the second day of Tzvichus, the second day of a self made tshuva, which has always troubled me. In the Pitman, it's written as follows: Emunim ubeinim chatoim choisim moli. We daven on the second day of our first made tshuva, but emunim are tzaddikim. The Farshim will explain, the Makalevi, etc. Emunim are tzaddikim. And munim and beninim, we down to the Ribbono Shel Olam, please be choytzum them, please sign them, choytzum moly. I cannot understand this. And munim tzaddikim have already had their chatima on Rosh Hashanah. Why on the second day of Aseret to make tshuva am I beseeching the Ribbono Shel Olam to give them a chatima? We're past all that. In order to understand this, I'd like to point out a stila in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Bach Choylin point out already. We've quoted already the Gemara in Bach Zayin on the base that Beinanim are Tzruyim Voendim, but Tzadikim are immediately Nechtev, the Nechtev Lechaim, and the Shoyim Lechaim. When I look in the Gemara in Bach Zayin on the base, the Mishnah says, for Rosh Hashanah, Kol boy Oilam Oivrin Lefonov, give name Oroi. On the Rosh Hashanah, the whole world goes found by the Ribbono Shel Olam like sheep. Says the Gemara, Tanad very small. Adam nidoin the Rosh Hashanah. A person is judged from Rosh Hashanah because Adin Shaloi Nechtam V'Yoim HaKippurim, and his actual decree is signed on Yoim HaKippurim. I, the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah Kol Boy Olam Oivrin Lefonov His Name Oroi. That is Tchilas Din, says the Gemara. That's the beginning of the Din. But mankind is judged from Rosh Hashanah and signed on Yom HaKippurim. And these two Gemara seem to contradict themselves. Tom Rebbe Shmuel tells us that mankind is judged on Rosh Hashanah and signed on Yom HaKippurim, seemingly everybody. You get to the Gemara on the base, it's only Beinanim to whom Aseret Meitshuva is relevant. How do we reconcile these two Gemara? I've seen Chaim Friedlander and Tifti Chaim pose a very similar question on the Nusach HaTfilah. In the Tfilah on the Tanah Toikis, we say Barosh Hashanah Yichaseivun, V'yem Sem Kippur Yichaseivun, in general reference to mankind. It's not true. It's only Beinanim that are Barosh Hashanah Nichtiv V'yem Akipurim Nechtam. How does the Nusach HaTfilah fit in with what we've learned in the Gemara? A very similar question. Let's be Makdim a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah that design on the base. Tosfos asked the question. I need to show and discuss this question. We say Tzadikim on Nichtev and Nechtem Ral for the Chayim. Here we see that there are Tzadikim that die. Rishon and Nichtev and Nechtem Ral for the Nichtem. We see that there are Rishoyim that live. How does this work? It says Tosfos, and it's not something we can elaborate on now, it says Tosfos that the Kustatori, when he outlines the din that takes place, Chayim, Mis, etc., etc., the din is not a din which is relevant to Olam Hazeh. It's not a din which is relevant to our day-to-day lives in this world. It's a din which is relevant to Olam Haba. In other words, every Rosh Hashanah, a person is judged a din which is relevant to Olam Haba. How that exactly works, and what exactly the chat, I can't see that in our research. We haven't got the time now to elaborate. But that's the status that the din that we're making reference to over here is a din la'olam haba. Says the Vilna, that we can suggest that in actual fact two separate dinim are taking place. There's a din la'olam haba in which a tzaddik is immediately nechtev and nechtem l'chayim, and a rosh is immediately nechtev and nechtem l'misa, and a beinani is tolui v'oim. But there's also a din la'olam hazeh, and as far as that din is concerned, tells the Talmud Rabbi Shmuel, Adam nidoin b'Rosh Hashanah, u'gzadin sheloi nechtem v'yem HaKippurim. The din la'olam hazeh, the din which is relevant to our day-to-day lives in this world, that everybody goes through the same process. Rosh Hashanah is judgment, v'yem HaKippurim is chatzimah. The din la'olam haba works differently. And that's how we answer the stira between the two Gemara. Beinanim in relevance to Olam Haba are the only ones which are tolerable Emet. But when it comes to Olam Hazeh, everybody's in the same boat. Everybody is judged on Yom HaKippurim, Rosh Hashanah, and signed in Yom HaKippurim. The Tfilah Natana Toikes, that is in relevance to Olam Hazeh. Kama Yavon, Kama Yiboreon, etc., etc. It's all in relevance to Olam Hazeh. That's what's correct to say, Rosh Hashanah, Yikah Sevon, over Yom Sem Kippur. I thought that this would be a tariff to the Tizma. Emunim ubeinanim, chatzim chaytim mole. Because as far as the speaking are concerned, in relevance to Olam Hazeh, This is how I first thought I would answer the Pizna. But I was still troubled. We have a look at the Pizna, and the Pizna says, Emuna Mubeinim Chatoim Chorisim Mole, Eile Lachaye Oilam Be'eid. Now, what is Chaye Oilam? Chaye Oilam normally is used in relevance to Oilam Habo. So it would appear that the Pizna is discussing the Din La'Oilam Habo. Incidentally, the Pizna is a riot to Toysters. It's also a reason it's going to resist that process, that the din takes place to Olam Haba. Nevertheless, we're saying Emunim should be Nechtam. In relevance to Olam Haba, they already had their Chatzim. Another thing that troubled me was the Loshon Chatzoyim Choysem Molek, as if there's a complete Chatzim and an incomplete Chatzim. How do we explain this? I'd like to quote the Tzuri Eben. In short, the Tzuri Eben also asks the stila between the two Gemoras. One Gemara seems to indicate the Tzaddik Gemara are immediately taken care of, and the other Gemara, as we've learned, seems to tell us that all mankind is judged on Rosh Hashanah and signed in Yom HaKippurim. Said the Tzuri Eben HaGevalt HaKechidish. Tzuri Eben says, it's true, a Tzaddik is nichter v'nechter la'al t'lechayim, but it's not absolutely conclusive. There's a signature there, but that signature is not absolutely conclusive. A change can be effected, says the Tzuri Eben. If a tzaddik, Rachmon Litzon HaSel, made Shuva, had a drastic downturn, and he spent the 10 days doing Averis, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will change his day. The Chassim is not absolutely conclusive and final. Unfakir, says the Tzuri Eben, a Rosha, he's Nechta v'Nechtam L'Misa, but it's not an absolutely final Chassim. It can be changed. If the Rosh has spent the first made Shuva making an absolute change in his lifestyle and adding upon his cheshbon tzchutim and tzchutim and tzchutim, he will be able to effect a change and be rejudged and have a new judgment. A Beni, on the other hand, has only been signed, he hasn't been sealed. So with a small change, he can already tip the balance either way. A Tzaddik's been sealed. In order for a change to take place, he has to really have a drastic downturn. And the Rosh has also been sealed. In order for him to effect the change, he has to have a very drastic upturn. And Benini hasn't been sealed, he can very easily tip the balance one way or the other. This is what the Tzuri Eben says. So in effect, a tzaddik is nechtam la'al t'lechayim, but to everybody, a first made tshuva is relevant. And everybody only gets a final chatima on Yom HaKippurim. And this could be pshat in the Pizna. Emunim u'beninim chatoim choysim mole. True, a tzaddik already has a chatima, but the chatima isn't yet final. It can still be changed. So we daven on during our first mitzvah, emunu rebeinu chatzim choisim mole. Make the signature absolutely final. Make the signature unchangeable. That's what we're davening for, and therefore our first mitzvah is relevant to everybody. The last day design, chatzim, chatzim, tzeder, a good kibbutz deal.